Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through March 17th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Things are busy this week, and also busy next week, but in a different way due to spring break and South by Southwest. Regarding the March primaries, early voting is over, and your last chance to vote will be Tuesday, March 5th. You've got from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to get out to vote on Tuesday, if you haven't already. This week also includes Amplify Austin, which is an event promoting philanthropy in Central Texas for a 24-hour period. This year, the call for support for local nonprofits begins on Wednesday, March 6th in the evening, and runs through the evening of Thursday, March 7th. Get ready for that barrage of emails, folks. This week, on March 8th, is International Women's Day. We include one event called Art Resistance and Remembrance, commemorating the occasion. The event takes place at the Butterfly Bar. A quick note that Ramadan begins on Sunday, March 10th this year. Ramadan is a holy month of fasting, introspection, and prayer for Muslims. Next, I'll highlight a couple of events relating to sustainability from the Health and Environment section of the calendar. One event features Travis County Commissioner Bridget Shea addressing the climate crisis on Monday, March 4th. Next week, on Saturday, March 16th, there is a workday for better stewardship of the shoreline of Lady Bird Lake. Participants will help to build a rain garden along the shoreline to assist with stormwater management. Participants, of course, also walk away with the valuable knowledge of knowing how to build rain gardens, which can be applied elsewhere. In terms of basic needs, Goodwill Central Texas holds a resource fair on Monday, March 4th and Tuesday, March 5th. You can learn about the resources offered by Goodwill and take advantage of some free food and opportunities to win prizes. On to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion section. On Thursday, March 7th, the groups Más Cultura and Habla host a networking session called Culture Power. It doesn't say that it's an Amplify Austin event, but I'd be surprised if it was not. On March 10th, the Asian American Resource Center hosts an unofficial music showcase during South by Southwest featuring three local Asian American artists as part of its Tones music series. Next week, the Asian American Chamber of Commerce hosts the Asia and Austin Summit on Tuesday, March 12th. Participants will explore exciting business opportunities between Central Texas and some of Asia's most dynamic and innovative markets. Once again, the Achieving Our Full Potential section of the calendar is the meatiest. Workforce Solutions Capital Area hosts its Getting Back to Work job fair on Wednesday, March 6th, as well as a mobility job fair on Tuesday, March 12th. There are also a couple of small business support workshops. EGBI, or the Economic Growth Business Incubator, hosts the Central Texas Learning Summit for Businesses, aimed at supporting startup businesses and helping existing businesses grow. Also, the Bechtel Diversity Team hosts a workshop aimed at supporting DBEs, which stands for Disadvantaged Business Enterprises. On the education side of things, the UT College of Liberal Arts and the Latinx Pop Lab hosts an expo and symposium called The Power of BIPOC on Thursday, March 7th, regarding diversity in the fields of gaming, animation, and comics. In terms of business networking, on Thursday, March 14th, the Collective for Connected Women in Business will hold their monthly mastermind gathering at Sukha Yoga on South Lamar. Lastly, there are several unique events highlighting youth opportunities during the week of spring break. On Tuesday, March 12th, the Round Rock YMCA hosts a STEAM and LEGO Fun Fest. Kiddos can have fun while they learn at the event. Also, the Austin Kids Directory hosts its Spring Fair in Cedar Park, where you can meet local businesses who will be sharing information about summer camps, schools, childcare, family activities, birthday parties, and more. In terms of workforce training, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Weekly training orientations are offered in the healthcare and information technology industries, as well as for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades. Check the podcast calendar for those dates. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. The recurring farmers markets, hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and at the Tony Burger Center, are always an option, as are the mobile Fresh for Less markets happening throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets for this podcast, we'll note the Austin Latinas United will host the Chingonas Market at Halcyon Mueller on Sunday, March 10th. And the next weekend, on Sunday, March 17th, the Round Rock St. Patrick's Day Vendor Market will take place. You may have to wear green for that one, or else you might stand out a bit. Just a bit. On to our final segment of the podcast, which is our fun and free feature, or features, I should say. We are highlighting one event each week, but there are several other fun and free activities on the podcast calendar, so be sure to visit the calendar to get the full picture. The first activity we'll mention is a sustainability festival called A Carnival Celebration for a Bright Green Future. That takes place on Wednesday, March 6th at Fiesta Gardens in Austin. The following weekend, on Saturday, March 17th, there is what appears to be a traveling planetarium experience you can connect with at the Windsor Park Library. The event is called Stars and Science Planetarium Show. I want to go just to see how it is that you can put a planetarium on wheels. And of course, because planetariums are just super cool. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.